السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من أصلح ما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله ما بينه وبين الناس، رواه الترمذي، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this verse of the Holy Quran that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the conditions of the people until they change by themselves. Rahmatulil Alameen Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that whoever fix his affairs between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix the affairs between him and the people. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this beautiful life to prepare for hereafter. Our main object and goal of coming to this world is to get ready and prepare for hereafter. And it is all based on our intention and on our a'mal and actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, innamal a'malu bin niyat, that verily the actions and deeds are depend on the intentions. Every moment, a mu'min should make an effort to please his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Lord, his sustainer. And there are so many temptations, attractions of this dunya which is surrounding every individual and making him forgetful about hereafter. So it is constant effort is required to come back onto the right direction and follow the instructions of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came in this dunya as a practical example. The whole life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not a single moment he was unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter whatever condition, whatever situation, whatever circumstances he was going through, whether good or bad, he constantly used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to be mindful of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as a ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to follow the footsteps of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that for you, O people, there is a perfect example in the Mubarak life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this dunya as a role model, as an ideal. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want and expect from every believer. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That, oh you people, if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my condition, that you have to follow the footsteps of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah does not change anybody's condition until and unless He starts and concern to change Himself. So we have to begin from ourselves. Allah is not going to, you know, make us better believer or perfect mu'min until and unless we try from ourselves. And that is why the center point of our life is to make our heart clean and pure from all the vices, all the sins, all impurity of this dunya. Because our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Inna Allah la yanzur ila suwarikum wa a'malikum wa la yanzur ila qulubikum wa a'malikum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at to your faces, how handsome, how beautiful you are, not your attire, how beautiful you are dressing, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks to your hearts, what is there in the heart. So focus should be to clean our hearts from all the sins and malices. And that is what our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that a person who makes an effort to make islah between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix the problems between him and between the people. The Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh was a very great saint of Kufa. He said, there are three steps. If you do and practice upon it, inshallah, we can achieve our goal. Number one, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِإِصْلَاحِ السَّرِيرَ يُسْلِحُ اللَّهُ عَلَى نِيَتِ. That you make effort and be mindful of your privacy. If you do so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your public affairs better and fixed. What does it mean? Ulama explain. The real test of every individual while he is alone. In public, we dress nicely. We make sure that outwardly we look so handsome and practical, and we behave good in the public, right? So people should regard us educated person or well-behaved a person, and you know, discipline and manner, a person who has manners. No one should point a finger towards us. We make sure all these things, actions and deeds and everything. But while we are in private split, that's the real test. Because a person is alone, no one is watching him, no one is surrounding him. At that moment, how he acts, how he behaves, what he does, everything depends on that. We make sure that we should not do any action, we should not utter any word publicly which offends the people, or people mind and you know, people get, you know, insulted or humiliated. We make sure we should not utter that kind of words or sentence and any kind of action. We make sure about that, public affairs. What about in privacy? And that is the real test. When a person is alone, no one is watching him, no one in the room, how he's spending his private time. So Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh, and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, I just mentioned, that if you fix your private life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix your public life. It's all depend and link to each other. That is why in Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, there are seven people, or there are seven categories of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them special place under the shadow of His arsh, throne, on the day of Qiyamah, where there will be no other shadow of anything else. The sun will be very close. Everybody is, you know, drowning in his own sweat, right? And condition will be so difficult, so horrible, that everybody will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. At that time, there will be seven categories. They will be sitting nicely, peacefully, without any botheration, without any frustration, without any worry and concern, under the arsh, under the shadow of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make dua that may Allah ta'ala grant us also that opportunity and that place under His shade. There are seven categories. Amongst those seven, three are those whose private life were very, very good. Number one, a person who gives charity, donation, sadaqat, khairat with his right hand so secretly that his left hand doesn't know how much the right hand has given to a person. This is just the example in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, the both hands are so close to each other. Right? It's so close to each other. Yet, such a privacy a person is taking care, when he's doing some good amal and actions, he makes sure, this my amal, this my action, whatever sadaqah, khairat I'm giving and helping a poor and needy person, it only and solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With ikhlas and with sincerity, to that extent, he makes sure even his left hand doesn't know about it. Even his left hand shouldn't know about it. That much of care he's taking to give a sadaqah and khairat, it means any good amal, any good action, any ibadah, any form of worship you do, you make sure you correct your intention, you check your heart, the condition of the heart. Why am I doing this? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to boast amongst the people? If the ikhlas and sincerity is not there, no matter how great amal and act outwardly it looks, thousands of dollars you're giving the big check, but you're showing off. Oh, I give 50,000 to the masjid. It has no value inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for the, you know, like a penny. Because that money, that big amount, you think people will be impressed, Allah will not like it. Because it was not done for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it was done for the public. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you fix your matter in private, Allah will fix your matter in public. Right? So that person who is doing amals with so ikhlas and so sincerity, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a place under the shadow of His arsh. Allah make all of us among those. Second person was attracted by her cousin, and she was very beautiful, very charming, and he just fell in love with her. Now the circumstances arise and she needed some financial help. She was going through with a difficult time. She didn't have the money. So she came to this person who was very wealthy, that, look, you are my cousin. I need some money. Please help me out. Cousin was always had the bad intention in the heart. He said, yes, I can give you whatever you want, amount, but you have to spend some time with me in privacy. And she was a pious woman, righteous woman, God-fearing woman. But she was so desperate to have the financial assistance, to have some wealth. Somehow, she got angry. I need some money. Whatever I have to do, I will do it. Give me money, let's go. So, he was very happy. A dream came true. Right? He has all the opportunity. He took her into her house, into his house, and in the private room, they were together. No one else was there. Now, this person was very excited. He gave a big amount to his cousin, and he was just ready to fulfill his desire. And she was under control. She was desperate. She was helpless, powerless. The moment he came up on her to fulfill her desire, she said, "Look at my cousin, we are not married. We are not married. And this act you are going to do with me, I am desperate. I am majboor. But we are not majboor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Fear Allah." She just said, fear Allah. And immediately struck to the heart of that person, he stood up immediately, in a second. And he said, "Go away from me, take this money, and please leave my house." That one sentence of that pious woman affected his heart. And he controlled his desire and lust only for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment. He had all the opportunity, asbab, no one was there to stop him. He could fulfill his desire and get away. Right? But the moment a sister uttered this word, that fear Allah, Allah is watching us. And that one word affected him. And he did not commit sin, although he had all the opportunities to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased with that gentleman, with that pious. Minute ago, he was a sinner. He was a bad person. But the moment he fixed his privacy, because of the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the fear of Almighty Allah, Allah loved that moment, and Allah ta'ala changed condition of his heart, and remove his heart and clean his heart from the desire and lust, and he became so pious within a minute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the place under the arsh of the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. One moment of the privacy. Fix your privacy, Allah will fix your public affairs. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only looking at to our hearts. And if you do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah definitely is going to change our condition. It doesn't take long period or time. Within a minute, within a second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change from worse to a good and best. But the condition is, in Allah la yughayyiru biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. We have to take the first step. We have to initiate our step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our condition. My brothers and sisters, the second step, Rasulullah, the Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that وَعَلَيْكَ بِإِصْلَاحِ مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ كَفَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ. You make sure that you must fix your affairs between yourself and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will be sufficient for you to fix all your affairs between you and your people. We have so many problems. We have problems with our parents. We have problems with our wives. We have problems with our children. They are not obeying us. They are not listening to us. We have problem at work. Our supervisor is not good for us. Our colleague is not good for us. So many problems we are facing outwardly. And we are trying to fix here and there. What is the real thing to do, my brothers and sisters? Fix your problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will take care of all other relations, all other problems outside. That's what we are not doing. We are missing the point. We are trying to fix our relation with our parents, wife, children, but it's not getting fixed. Because we are missing the point, first of all, we're supposed to fix our problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 5 times salat compulsory. What is the condition of our salah? Even we are performing salat, alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but are we performing salah the way it's supposed to be performed, with khushu, concentration and devotion? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. That is the condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perform your salah the way you see me performing salah. Is our salah somehow in a moment or in a second is matching with the salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No way. We are missing so many wajibat, mustahabat, sunan during the salah. We don't even know how many wajibat and sunan are there in the salah. We don't have knowledge of it. We just know 2 rakat Jummah, 4 rakat Zuhar, and 3 rakat Maghrib. What is the condition inside? What is the condition before the salah? What is the condition outside? We don't know. We are unaware. And we don't even care to learn about it. We don't even care to know about it. Whatever we learn in our childhood, we continue whole life, 60, 70 years. If you're not, reciting Suratul Fatiha correctly, still we're saying Alhamdu, we don't care. We just come and pray that way. We don't want to fix our tajweed. We are so satisfied with the condition of our salah, we just don't want to rectify and correct it. We don't even know time for it. We have no concern about it. How this problem is not fixed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salat is not correct. This is one example. There is the whole Sharia lying. Zakat and all other actions in Amal. I'm just giving one example. One example which we are practicing daily, 5 times a day, if you are lucky. Right? And this is the condition of salah since we have become baligh until the age of 50, 60, 70. We just carry on with the same thing, same mistakes. We don't even know what is the mistake we are making. But we are satisfied, oh, we came for Zuhar, we came for Jummah, we read Maghrib Salah. How do you read? So if you don't fix your problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you expect your problem will be fixed with your parents, with your wives, with your children, with your friends, with your brothers and sisters and uncle and aunts? It is not going to happen. We are missing the point. The third thing, my brothers and sisters, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said that alayka bil amali lil akhirah yakfik Allahu amra dunyaka. Always our concern, our effort should be to fix our akhirah, the life after death. That is the main concern. That ad dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. The whole world has been created for you, but you are not created for this dunya. You are created for hereafter. And we are missing that point. We are not concerned about it. But we are just accumulating dunya, working hard, 6 hours, 8 hours, double job, this and that. And we are missing, our akhirah. Our concern is not to make our akhirah correctly. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised, if you concern and you make the effort to prepare for hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically will fix all the affairs of this dunya. This dunya is temporary. It's not going to ever last. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. This just amusement. This dunya, the period of this dunya is just very little compared to hereafter. But the real abode, real destination, your real life is going to start after the death. And for that, you have to prepare every moment, every single day. And we are not concerned about it. So if we fix our private life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix our public life. If we fix our problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix our problems with the people. If we worry and concern and prepare and make an effort towards the akhirah, automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us dunya without any concern and without any effort. May Allah give us profit for that.